Today, thanks to our collaborative efforts and hard work, 250 West Virginians can look forward to good-paying new jobs.
Governor Tomlin made the announcement at Sojefi USA's manufacturing plant in Wayne County. A $20 million investment by the Italian company will more than double the plant's workforce from 160, adding 250 new positions over the next 5 years.
The 250 jobs we're talking about are more important than numbers on a piece of paper. There are 250 people who will be able to put food on the table. 250 people who will take pride in working for a world-class company like Sojefi. And there are 250 West Virginians who will get good-paying jobs right here at home.
250 people like Frank Workman, a maintenance technician who started at the Pritchard location when they opened in 2004. Workman says the added jobs will be good for a county whose unemployment rate sits at more than 6%.
I think this community needs it. There's a lot of people looking for jobs, and it's a great opportunity for the community, the state, and all of the people that's involved.
The manufacturing plant produces automotive parts, including gasoline, diesel, and oil filters, and cooling modules. Beginning next year, the plant will start producing engine air intake manifolds, creating the need for additional technology and workers. Sojefi currently employs a variety of personnel at their Wayne County location, from the assembly line to warehouses, from accountants to industrial engineers. General Manager Troy Thomas says positions will be added in all departments to handle the increased production.
Think about this for a moment. Over 25 vehicle models that you pass every day on the road are supplied from this plant, and that's soon going to grow. So it's impossible to miss the product that we produce in this plant.
The expansion announcement comes after a 13-day investment trip the governor and members of the State Department of Commerce took to Europe in October. There, they met and encouraged businesses to locate or expand their locations in the state, including a meeting with Sojefi's CEO in Paris. Thomas said the international company had planned expansions in North America before meeting with the governor, but his involvement encouraged Sojefi to expand in Wayne County.
Sojefi's plan for expansion in North America, if you want to talk just about that as a continent, didn't have to necessarily be located here in Pritchard. There were other states that competed hard for that investment and those jobs, like every state does. But, you know, obviously, we've had a good experience here, and the governor helped to seal the deal to make sure that Sojefi's expansion, for this product line at least, is going to be located here in Pritchard.
Tomlin says this type of announcement speaks volumes about the workforce and reliability of the business climate in the state.
Anytime a company is making that kind of an announcement, that kind of an investment, it shows that they have some faith in West Virginia. And I think the changes we have made by privatizing workers' comp, lowering the taxes and so forth, the workforce training that we offer in West Virginia is one that's being noticed.
Sojefi will begin adding positions in January of next year to start producing its newest line of parts for General Motors. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Pritchard.